know, just before we had a little chat with the debutantes, this is the debutantes featuring Andy Fairweather Lowe and their version of If Paradise Was Half As Nice. Track from the debutantes. Right now on Phoenix FM, I have the ladies from that band. I was going to say two of the members, but there's only two of them. They're sisters. They're Lavinia and Victoria George. Welcome to Drive Time.
Hello. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us. It's great. Pleasure to be on.
You're more than welcome. I'm going to tell people this is pre-recorded because one of you is in London and one of you is in Wales. Am I right?
Yes, that is right.
And the boss, the man that's put it all together, Alan Jones, he's with us as well. He's going to pop in. So if you hear another strange voice other than mine, that'll be Alan. Not these voices. Strange. Hello, Alan.
Hiya.
Welcome to Drive Time.
Thank you.
Let's talk about the girls. Let's talk about you girls then. How long have you been together performing as I know you're sisters, but when did you decide to say, right, that's it, we can sing, let's go out there?
To be honest, I think we've always performed. We've always loved singing. I mean, we've been brought up amongst, you know, a musical family. I mean, both our parents are professional classical musicians, and we've always sung around the house. I mean, our parents used to kind of train us for the Welsh Eisteddfods and school competitions and school shows and things. So it's always been there. I mean, it's always in our blood. But I think, I mean, we've sung around the house as sisters. We actually have a third sister as well. But yeah, so Lavinia and I think we started thinking, oh, actually, we could be a girl band. When was it, Lavinia? A good few years ago, wasn't it? Maybe when we were teenagers?
Yeah, I think maybe when I was about 10, 11, and you were kind of in the older teenage section. Yeah, I think that's when we started to kind of write our own songs. And I mean, there's one of our favourite songs, which we won't let go of. But it's, yeah, I mean, we've always sung together. But I think when Alan kind of came along and gave us this opportunity, it was, you know, something that brought us even closer together as a duo.
Wow, that's
definitely
that is amazing. So it's you've got the Welsh heritage of singing, which everybody knows and everybody loves, and you've started at a young age. You brought yourselves up as singers, which is great. Did you sing with your other sister as well?
We did. She's still very, you know, she's very musical. She actually writes her own songs, and she's decided to go down a different career path.
Right.
So hence why not all three of us are together in the band. But I mean, that could be an option one day, maybe if we had a guest artists come in, aka Mavanwy, who knows?
I mean,
maybe a little surprise one day.
We always did sing together as a trio anyway. We'd always used to sing like things like the chorus and everything. So yeah. I mean,
well, they do say there's nothing better than blood harmonies. That
oh, for sure. You should see us in rehearsals. It's quite funny really, because we love harmonies, and we're making harmonies up all the time, and we're layering the harmonies. And it was hilarious in the recording studio when we were recording the album Symphonic Pop, because just when you think all of the harmonies were found for one track, you know, you'd be there at 8 or 9 o'clock at night, and then you think, oh, hang on, there's another harmony there. Let's layer that one in as well. So, yeah, it was insane, but it was so much fun.
Oh, brilliant. Well, see, I'm jealous now of you two, because I can't hear harmonies. I can sing lead. I can do the thing out the front. But ask me to harmonise, and it's like, So I'm so jealous of you. So jealous.
But you have the great quality of being a lead singer, so it's fine.
Yeah, but so do you. Do you both share lead on the songs?
Yeah.
You don't have to nod, we're on the radio.
Yeah. I don't know if people can ever tell the difference, though, but we do share, yeah.
Well, that's good days if you can't tell the difference.
I know. That's the problem. Like, I've had a lot of people come up to me and say, oh, so you're taking verse one and then Lavinia takes verse two, and I'm saying, no, actually, it's the other way around. And they just can't tell the difference in our tones, which is quite funny. Really.
So who had the idea to make an album? When was it Alan decided, met you and thought, I'm going to make an album with you? Or had you had this album in your heads that you'd written stuff for and you went to Alan?
No. It was definitely Alan. So, Alan, would you like to speak on this one?
No. Hi. Yeah. Basically, Ian, I'd had quite a few songs in the repertoire knocking around for some years.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what to do with them until I thought, well, you know, I can't front this and I need to find somebody that can. And I thought that the songs, because they were all like 60s, had an influence of 60s music to them. I had this vision of trying to do like a Phil Spector type album, you know, with a girl group. And so I searched around for about, I don't know, maybe 12 months looking for somebody. And luckily, I was introduced to the girls through a theatrical agent, I believe, wasn't it, Victoria? Was it Mike? His name? Anyway, what was his
Peter.
Name? And through various means, we got together. And then, of course, on the first day that we met with the three girls, in fact, the three sisters, they sang in front of me in their living room.
Wow.
A cappella. I mean, it was no backing tracks, which I couldn't believe. I was knocked out by it. I thought, that's amazing. So I'd already had this idea for the album. So fairly soon we started rehearsing. And from then on, you know, we booked the studio time. We worked out the arrangements with a guy called Richard Jackson, who was a producer, and John Ray, who does the orchestrations.
Yeah.
And between the three of us, we put the backing tracks down and then brought the girls in to do the vocals.
Oh, wow. So you didn't write the songs, girls. This was all down to Alan on this one.
They were my songs. It's a project of mine. Obviously, at some point, hopefully the girls can write some songs as well, you know.
We wrote one a couple of years ago, quite a long time ago actually, but we're hoping maybe, because I think it would actually fit in with the genre of the debutantes, so hopefully one day in the future we can record that one and, you know, compose some more.
Nice.
Yeah, that would be silly.
The thing is, it's not. I mean, it is. It started off as a 60s idea, but obviously there's so much we can do.
Yeah.
You know, stretch out into other areas and take. You know, everything. Everybody's influenced by something, and I think. Particularly myself, I'm really interested in the 60s and 70s. But
that's your pedigree, isn't it, Alan? You come from Amen Corner, which were really big in the mid late 60s. You had quite a few hits in the pop charts. See, I do a 60s show as well on Phoenix FM, and I love my 60s. I was born in 66.
Yeah,
I had an older brother and sister. I had all their songs, so I grew up on it. And what you two are doing at the moment. He's absolutely brilliant. The sound that's coming out, the sound that Alan's got for you, the songs, the new song we're going to be hearing in a minute. I love that to pieces. But if Paradise was half as nice, your version is equal to the original, I think. It just lends itself to your voices. And it should.
Well, thank you. That's an absolute honour.
Yeah.
It's a great song, and you've done it justice because you have lovely voices, and you can't, you know, you can go to any social club you used to be able to go to any social club on a Saturday night and see bands do half-assed versions of a song like that. Some bands can't because Andy Fairweather Lowe, bless him, has that amazing high voice. I couldn't sing it out there. I'd love to, but with your voices. You do justice, exactly. And you've got him on the song singing with you as well, which must have been a buzz for you two, surely.
Oh, it really was.
It was amazing.
When we found out when Alan mentioned that he would be singing on the track with us, I mean, we were so honoured to be singing with the original singer.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a massive honour, you know?
Oh, of course. And he's a great musician himself, isn't he? Because he was with Amen Corner. He's got his band, the Lowriders. He did so many years with Eric Clapton as well, because I saw him with Eric Clapton. But, you know, it's just great. I'd have been like, ooh.
We were so excited.
The girls have done their own version without Andy on it as well. You know, we did two versions.
Yeah.
But one with the girls and then one with Andy on it. So, and we did a video with black and white footage of Amen Corner on it and one without the version.
That actually blended in quite well. I've watched the video.
Yeah, the edit was good. Yeah, but we've done another version with just the girls in the same surroundings, but without the black and white footage.
Oh, nice. So is that going to be a bonus track on the album, or are you going to put it on the album as well?
Yeah, I hope so, yeah.
That's brilliant. I'm going to be honest with you. When I was younger, all I knew was If Paradise Was Half As Nice, because obviously it came out the late 60s. I was born 66, as I said. It wasn't until Bend Me, Shape Me came out on an advert that I realised it was you as well.
Yeah. Well, we can do a few more of those. You know, it'd be nice.
But we'll talk about that another time. We're talking about the girls now. We're talking about the girls.
Yeah, sorry.
So, do you play any instruments, girls?
Yes.
I play the alto saxophone.
That's Lavinia, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, and then
you?
I, Victoria, play the oboe.
Oh, wow. So proper instruments.
Yes.
So not only did Alan get two great singers, he's got a woodwind band as well.
Definitely. Well, the thing is, I'm thinking of learning the violin. So I'm thinking of having my dad teach me violin at some point during this crazy time. So it would be great to get maybe like a live violin on it or something.
Nice.
I did not know.
Uh-huh. Well, you don't know everything, Lavinia. I have my little secret.
I was going to learn the ukulele, but it's still in the cupboard. It is.
That's a cool one.
I've been trying to learn the acoustic guitar for years. I can't put myself to it.
Sometimes if it's not in you, it's not in you.
Yeah.
And I've got a friend whose son. He's an amazing guitarist, and my friend, he can play the drums, he can play the bass, basically he can play the guitar, but he's got an amazing voice. He was backing vocals, believe it or not, on Hysteria, the Def Leppard album. because
he's friends
with the guitarist from Def Leppard, from Phil from Def Leppard, so he's backing vocals on that. But his son, he's 16 years old, and to say he can play absolutely anything on a guitar, he loves rock, he loves jazz, he loves blues, and it's in his soul, it's in his bones. Whereas singing's in my bones, as singing's in your bones. But I couldn't, I just can't bring myself to play an instrument, unless it's a tambourine or maracas.
Okay. Well, actually, you know what? There's a lot of tambourine in songs these days and a lot of maracas, so you might come in handy there.
I hope so, yeah. I'm a session musician on maracas. So when's the album out?
Sometime next year, isn't it, Alan?
Yeah, well, what the idea is, it's like the old school idea, really. I think in order for the girls to, for an album to be received by the public, they need to know, who the band is.
Oh, yeah.
What they're like, you know, what their preferences are, you know, the style of the music. And so the idea is to put out as many singles as we can.
Yeah.
In the next period of time. And when we sort of gain some momentum, you know, with the popularity of the girls, then I think that's the time to put the album out.
Well,
it could take 12 months, you know what I mean? It's just a matter of how the singles go, really.
It's
the old school thing. If we could get, you know, a good bunch of singles on the album to promote the album, then that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah, I know. I know exactly what you mean. So
otherwise, no point in putting it out and then it fizzling out nobody knows the girls. They're still very young, very, you know, it's a new project, you know.
Yeah.
Despite this being about 6 months now, it seems a lot longer than that, but it hasn't been a very long time. I mean, in terms of being released, you know, so.
What's been the response in Wales? Because I know you've been played on BBC Wales. Mm-hmm. Have you had a good response up there? Down there, rather?
Yes, it has been good. I mean, in all fairness, BBC Radio Wales have been really supportive with all of our singles. So they've been playing, you know, Paradise is Half as Nice, My Precious Love, and Considering Heartache has only just come out, I think, about a month ago or something.
Yeah, they've played all our singles so far, so they've been really supportive.
Yeah, and everything has been on the playlist.
So is this through BBC introducing or just directly because Alan knows somebody at BBC Wales could play these are great?
Basically, yeah, the second of the two.
Yeah.
I mean, they're very supportive. We haven't approached the BBC introducing yet, but the thing to do is, what we need to do is to get on to international and regional radio rather than just the Wales, you know, as much as we like being on Radio Wales.
Yeah.
There's a big market out there which we need to... And that's what we're doing at the moment, is trying to get as much coverage. And thanks to you, you know, we've got an interview with you, so that's great.
Oh, don't you worry, I'll be playing those songs. Heartache.
If you've got any friends in the business, please let us know.
I've got loads of friends. Don't you worry.
To be honest, we've had like a lot of attention from magazines and things.
Well, that's good.
So especially Heartache. Yeah, we've been really grateful, especially since Heartache came out. We've had. Fab UK magazine based in London, they're going to be doing an article on us in the next issue, which is super exciting. Because we love that magazine, they're great. Then we've already had like a video online interview with Integrity magazine, and we've just heard today, and Alan, this is also news because
Thank
it's
you.
Too crazy today, that they're going to have us in their next Integrity magazine issue in August, which is exciting. Yeah, and then we've also been invited to sing in Madeira Fashion Week in September, but we don't know if that's going to happen or not. So we are trying to go international at the same time.
Good, that's what you need.
Yeah, maybe Madeira, maybe not. We'll have to see how the virus goes.
That's the only downside at the moment. I mean, there's a lot of people releasing what they call lockdown music, which is, I'm stuck indoors, I've got nothing to do, my life is going nowhere. But then you two come along with this happy 60s feel pop music, and it's it's heartwarming, it's uplifting, and this is what we need. We need more people like you girls going out there and going, right, we've got this music, we're going to make you happy with it, because that is what music's about, in my opinion. Music should be making you happy. All right, you've got your rappers out there that churn out what they think is music to make you think, but we don't need that now. We need to be uplifted. We need songs that's going to make us dance, make us whistle. As I said earlier, I listened to Paradise Up. We've just heard it on the show as well. And I've been, it's in the head again. It's there. And then I said, bend me, shape me, to Alan. And now I've got, bend me, shape me any way you want me. He's going through my head. And these are the songs we need. And that's what you've got. Even Heartache, great little tune. Love it.
We really enjoyed filming that one, actually. It was so much fun. And even though we didn't have our professional team like we usually do, you know, for the My Precious Love and the Paradise video, it was still so much fun. And we had so many laughs doing it as well, because we really tried to let our inner personalities and our charisma come out in this one.
That's good.
So I don't know if you've managed to tune into the Heartache YouTube video, but, you know, towards the second half, there's a little bit of a plot going on with the letters that we receive from this guy. And
let's just basically say Victoria had a really nice time eating a massive pot of ice cream.
Who doesn't? Who doesn't? Let's face it, if you've got a tub of ice cream, you're going to have a good time. And if you're being filmed while you're eating it, it's even more fun, because you're enjoying what you're doing even more.
And then you'll be sick after, so it's all good.
Well, look, it's been great to speak to you. It really has. I'm going to get on and play Heartache now, which is it's already out, isn't it? Available where?
iTunes, Amazon Music. All of the platforms, I think.
Lovely.
Yeah.
And when the album's out, we'll get you back and we'll talk about the album as well.
Brilliant.
Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. Thank you. Thank you for joining me on Drive Time here on Phoenix FM, and good luck with the singles.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Take care.
You.
Bye.
Go to phoenixfm.com and listen to online guest interviews. Check the events for your area and listen to great radio online.
Hutton View is a brand new care home, opening soon in Rayleigh Road, offering the highest standards of residential and dementia care. Our show suites are now open, so give us a call today to arrange a virtual visit. We'd love to see you. Come along and see why Hutton View will be a care home with a difference from the comfort of your home. Search Hutton View Care Home today. Hutton View, a Hallmark care home.
Are you struggling with a healthcare issue? Healthwatch Essex can help.
I've been feeling really low recently. Stress and anxiety have been bringing me down, and I was embarrassed to tell my friends that I was depressed. I know I needed help, but I wasn't really sure where I could find it.
If you need support with your mental health for any reason, then contact Healthwatch Essex. Our team can connect you to services and support available in your area. Call 0300 500 1895 or visit healthwatchessex.org.uk.
How do we control coronavirus now? This is Scott. He's a nurse.
NHS Test and Trace helps stop the spread of the virus in our communities. If you've got symptoms, even mild ones, get a test immediately. Don't leave home for any other reason. If you test positive, we can trace the people you've been in contact with and contain the virus. So get tested and protect each other.
To get a test, go to nhs.uk/coronavirus or call 119. Stay alert. Control the virus. Save lives.
Hi, this is Paul Golder. Tune in to Resurrection every Thursday evening between 8 and 10. I'm playing the best in indie and alternative music, old and new. Sessions, local bands, interviews, and a whole lot more. That's Resurrection every Thursday evening at 8 here on Phoenix FM.
98 FM and online at phoenixfm.com. Local radio for Brentwood and Billericay.
I'm
So that's the Debutantes and their new single, Heartache. Got a great little track. I love that. That is really nice.